96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Warren McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, CFAL, Ross Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Easy Car Sales, Comfort Suites, Refresca Unit, Y Cares Fashion Center, Margaritaville, Island Pay, Advantage Insurance, and the Digital Transformation Unit.
Why don't they just let me live? Bobby Brown said it best. It is absolutely my prerogative. Ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice, this is Kendini Campbell-Moss, and I'm with you double time today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And this is, of course, Holy Thursday, but we are going to get into a different type of conversation here on Guardian Radio. We're talking about alternative lifestyles. Now, alternative lifestyles is described as a lifestyle perceived to be outside the norm of a given culture. The phrase alternative lifestyle is often used in a projective way. The description is related to a set of activities as alternative in defining an aspect of certain subcultures. A way of living that is usually, especially when you choose not to have the type of home, job, and culture considered normal in the society. But before we get into the grunt of our conversation this morning, we're going to have a quick trivia. Now, this trivia gives you a pair of tickets to the Pentatonics concert at the Atlantis this weekend. This is only open to our callers. I want you to find out for me or give me the answer for this question. Where was the group originated from? That is an easy question, easy answer. Find the answer, give me a call, and you win yourself a pair of tickets. Now, this is only open to persons that have not won before. Not, capital N, capital O, capital T. If you have not won before, you can participate. Again, the question is, the Pentatonics, they're a cappella group from where? Where are they originally from? I just need to find out where they're from, and you win yourself a pair of tickets to the concert this weekend at the Atlantis. All right. In the meantime, in between time, as we wait for that phone call to come through with our winner, we are going to have a conversation with my in-house guest. Kermit, I think we have a caller. Yeah? We have a caller already? Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I'm always good hearing your voice.
Thank you.
Pentatonics came out of Arlington, Texas.
Hey! Hey, you have won yourself a pair of tickets.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Please stay on the line so that Kermit can get your information and we can get those tickets to you. Have a wonderful opportunity. Enjoy yourself. Kermit, you got them? Okay. All right. So good morning again. And this morning I have two guests that are in-house that have taken upon themselves bravely upon request to speak to us this morning about an alternative lifestyle. They are very open with their lifestyle, and it is a welcoming and refreshing conversation that we're going to have this morning. And we'll dive straight into it. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Kenny, when I reached out to you, you without hesitation, because you spoke to my niece, you without hesitation said, listen, I am ready, willing, and able to come on and have this conversation. This morning when I got here, I had only put out the flyer maybe minutes before the show had started because I did the 11 o'clock show. And there was a mom that was outside and she said she's eager to hear the conversation because she needs some sort of help for her young son. Now, Kenny, tell me about your experience. Tell me, if you can, tell our listening audience how it was for you. How did you know that the alternative lifestyle was yours? And how did your family take it in terms of acceptance?
Well, my alternative lifestyle came at a very young age. I guess for most people, I guess young people who actually are in the lifestyle themselves, they'd say around the same time. 15. I was in high school and I was like trying to figure out a lot of things, diving into a lot of things, and for the life of me, I couldn't understand why I was going through and having certain emotions and feelings. So I was really confused through the general most part of it, and I took it upon myself to just try and figure out why I'm feeling that way and what's causing all these feelings. I continued to hide the lifestyle until I could figure out and put it into words because it's obvious. But before I could do that, I was outed.
What do you mean? What do you mean outed?
Okay, so outed is basically me as a lesbian. I know that there's a conversation that I need to have with my parents because I still live in their household and it's going to affect them and my family members and possibly how they view things. So I hid the lifestyle until I could figure out what conversation and how to bring that in. You always want to have that conversation simply because, you know, there are strangers telling your parents basically what you are, and in their derogative meaning and aspect and perspectives of it, the situation, it's not a very nice message. And generally, whenever that does happen, you get angered parents that come home and, you know, they're ready to throw you out. So before I was able to fix it or situationalize it or put it into perspective, somebody told my mom what I was going through in their negative perspective, and they angered her in the way that they angered most people.
So when you say when your mom found out, right? When your mom found out, how was the conversation? Did she freak out? Did you go to her? Walk me through that process.
So this time I was already in college, but I was in COB when it happened. So I came home and, you know, I was like walking past like trash bags and stuff. And I was like, cleaners came in today again this week. this is weird. Okay, it's a lot of trash bags. And then there's another one at the bottom of the stairs. By the time as I got up, you know, clothes were packed. And I didn't know it was my clothes. But, you know, she did proceed to have the conversation, but I guess she was already too angry. She was already caught up in her emotions of the situation. So she was like, I already know. I don't need you to tell me. I just need you to confirm it. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I got a call from a lady in the school, so I already know what's happening. Just confirm it. Just confirm it, Kentoni, you like woman. I was like, well, yeah, from saying it out loud, it went left. You know, I thought it would have made it easier by finally saying it, but mm-hmm. It didn't happen. It was more like, you know, if that's what you're going to do, then this is going to happen and you're not going to be successful and so many people are after you.
But
these things happen.
Totally contrary to who you are today.
Contrary, but, you know, none of us knew that at the time, and I actually believed that.
You did?
Yeah. So
Were there any dark moments for you in your belief system?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because at the first moment when I, you know, started recognizing that I was having emotions, I was like, why you make me like this, Lord? What's going on? Why am I feeling this way? And, you know, because I know right from wrong, left and right, I'm getting a definite gray matter of my that I've never expected to be diving into. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out these gray areas and what's happening. And as much praying as my parents, I feel like they did, I did just the same. Twice as much.
So let me ask you something. You mentioned praying, and my text lines are loaded. I mean, they're loaded. In your praying, does that conflict you with Christianity? Do you still believe in God?
Yeah, I still believe in God.
So you Our Father prayer. Like, yeah. How do you pray daily?
Yeah, Father, for thine is the kingdom.
I see your tattoo. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very. I find myself very, very spiritual in an aspect. I don't really like religion. That's two different conversations.
Completely. Yes.
But yeah.
Now, how is the relationship with your mother and yourself?
Right now, I love me.
And waking up with loving me is a plus, honey boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love me and I love my mom. We've done the work. I am proud to say that. We have done the work in the distance that it took, in the amount of ignoring the situation of the elephant in the room, as much as that took, you know, and to still have the situation rear its head at certain times or even at the wrongest times or, you know, or me even just going away and coming back and just, you know, being there at times when it mattered.
Like, when you say you and your mom did the work, now I want you to tell me what that means. Does that mean you communicated to mommy, this is how I am feeling? This is what I am. I need you to accept me. How did that work?
Well, it was very difficult, of course, because, you know, it was easy conversion. I'm going to control what I have control over, which means I'm going to, you know, address the way you dress. And I'm going to make sure that your mannerisms stay feminine and so on and so forth. But I was like very confused because why are you doing that to me? And I actually... not very masculine at all, you know. But I do dress the way I dress, and it, you know, may confuse people. But I still expect you to address me as ma'am and not sir. That's not disrespectful. That's what I am. You know what I mean?
Even though you're a female, you just identify with the fact that I do like females as well.
Yeah, this may be my... That's how you see things, you know? Blue was boys and pink was girls, and that's not necessary. I grew up as a young female always. My mommy wanted to put me in skirts. I liked pants. When she gave me my own room, she asked me what color I wanted, green. You know what I mean? And green is a calming color. So you can situationalize it all you want, but at the same time, you know, I was already diving into aspects that were different and that we see here today that is already present. Because, you know, now it's far-fetched and we're not even close to having that conversation. But now you see, like, on TV shows where they'd be like, we'll let the baby decide its gender for itself, which is weird, but it's been a direction.
Why do you think we're not ready for that conversation?
Well, have you seen our country?
I have.
Have you seen our country?
I think I've seen my country, and I think I've seen my country in a different light because I went to university in Atlanta, Georgia, and I had the opportunity to go various places in the state. I've traveled the world, and so I see things in a totally different aspect as most people probably would. And that's not to be cocky, and that's not to be... self-actualization is just a mere fact of I see things in a different light. And while I see things in a different light, the average person in New Providence has tunnel vision.
Yeah, it's about exposure.
We're an island 7x21. And when you really sit down and think about what do we have to offer, even in terms of being an archipelago, you know, it's, we go to the mall every Saturday, we see the same stores, we buy the same things, we see the same people, we run in the same circles. People with a huge amount of masses of wealth, they stay within their circle. Very few times do they venture out. Inner city, stay with themselves. People that think that they're middle class, they have a tendency to stay within their own genre. And I don't think that we are ready for the conversation because we're very close-minded. And that within itself keeps us encapsulated. I say that because when you look at our island in terms of tourism or in terms of development, there are many different niche markets that we could tap into. We call ourselves a Christian nation. And in calling ourselves a Christian nation, we have cut off our nose to spite our face.
Yeah.
When you look at Key West, and they were under a very different situation in terms of monetary gain, but they opened their community up to the LGBTQ, I think that's how you, LGBTQ community, and they now have a revenue of $30 million a year.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, the same rule applies in Jamaica with marijuana. It's a $1 billion industry. But we're saying that we're a Christian nation, so you're just going to completely tax me to death in the interim, but you're not going to open the niche markets so that we can get some money coming through. And so when you say we're not ready for the conversation, I can see what you're saying.
Well, from my aspect of, like, they're not ready for the conversation, you know, as young people in general, I ain't even talking about the alternative lifestyle. I'm talking about young people who are trying to make a positive change, even away from tradition. Because, you know, tradition is just peer pressure by dead people. But you hear like people who want to make positive change and how they have 10-year step plans of how to get it done, and the elderly are still shutting them up. Like, they still can't have a voice. The fact that they can't have a voice means we can't inspire change. If we can't inspire change, how we expect it to happen? Nobody is hearing us out, not yet. And it's still hard to, like, just break through the actual surface of being heard. So for that platform of young people, and from then I'm like, you know what? It's hard for us to have any conversation.
When we spoke initially, you also mentioned the fact that there were different houses at one time that had the opportunity to bring to realization who you really were.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't really as... And it is okay. I have no problem with houses. When we say we had houses, I mean we had, and still, maybe some are very still out there, but not as prominent as it was back in the day, as, you know, what some people would say. But we had houses of gay guys who were very professional and very successful in their careers, and they would make buco money. And as a result, you know, they know that, you know, young boys are coming out of the closet and literally having nowhere to go. And they house them. And, you know, they like Pose. Like, basically how we made that correlation.
Yes, with Pose.
With
Listen,
Pose. So it'd be
I love it. Like,
right.
I live for the fashion.
they wouldn't necessarily be poor, right? Because I don't know how people see it, but, like, you know, the gay people before us, like Hart Taylor. Mm-hmm. They made a living for themselves, and they made names for themselves, and they literally set a standard. So from then, like, you know, if you're coming out the closet, we literally think we got to have money.
But you do know that there are some persons in our society that are not prepared to come out of the closet, right?
Agreed.
And why is it, do you think that they're afraid to come out of the closet because of how our society will see them? I mean, we already have the idea that you are alternative. So what are you afraid of?
Well, for most people before me and after me, it's still difficult.
Why?
The outlook of it, the outlook aspect of it. There's violence there, and it's also a promise that there can't be violence. We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen, and I can't really tell you why we're always afraid. I can tell you why I was afraid.
But you're not afraid anymore.
No. I can tell you why I was. You know, I had a lot of people trying to just literally heavily influence me and tell me, like, you know, you really shouldn't be that way. Yes.
When you say that, hey, Casey, I am definitely a lesbian, what does that mean for your sexual preference? Do you want to have a sexual relationship with another woman? Or, like, what does that mean in English? Like, lay it out for me in layman's terms.
A lesbian means I'm attracted to other women. It doesn't mean that I cannot be possibly attracted to anything else. It's just that that's what That's what floats my boat.
How do you know the other woman is a lesbian?
I don't. I'm hoping. There are symbols. There are very small symbols. And they are subtle, very subtle, where you wouldn't know. But they're like, you know, social cues we pick up on. Also, when a girl is into another female, she's probably staring at you. She's giving you an eye that you cannot explain. And it's the same way that she would look at a man.
So who makes the first move if you know that this woman is also a lesbian?
Woman, you be bold and you go for gold. If not, then you're going to sit there and wonder all night. And it happens to the best of us. If somebody will give you just a slight inkling and you would still hesitate and just not do anything for the rest of the night.
Well, let me ask you another question, because these questions come in hot and heavy.
I can see them.
You see?
Lighten them up.
Yeah, yes. So, okay. You is there a specific place that you go to where there are lesbians that hang out, or do you come to like a mixed situation? You see lesbians there and there are transgender and polygenic how does it work?
There are spots. I honestly am afraid to say where the spots are.
Don't say where the spots are.
But I know historically, anytime we get a spot, it gets burned down. Or it gets closed down. We've had several spots up leading up until now. Now, you know, it's now, there's one place, but it is still much more easy. It's much more easier for us to meet it within mixed crowds as of right now. So I ain't even mad at that, because it just says that we're moving towards a social area where all of us can actually like coincide and play with one another without having there be a problem. You know what I mean? I'm still finding myself in most areas where, you know, even though I'm susceptible to being hackled at, but at the same time, you know, it used to be an issue where like, you're not gonna enjoy your night if you go to a straight place.
So you must have very, very thick skin, because you dress like a gentleman or you dress like a woman most of the time?
I like to say Well, okay, so to the actual heterosexual, I dress like a man.
So people obviously can see that you are a woman, but like, do you feel as if though people heckle you and say like all manners of weird things?
They say, yeah, they do. They do.
What do you say? What do you do? Mm. How does that make you feel as an individual?
Well, when I first came out, I always felt the need to answer them. I learned quickly that really don't get me nowhere.
No.
Because I find myself, you know, arguing with a fool. I find myself... So, like, now where I'm at is where, you know, I'm only going to address you if you really, really worth it. For me to come out of pocket, you have to be really, really worth it. But nowadays, like, I find myself literally reading the room. So if there's someone addressing me, well, dude, you're surrounded by seven women and you're paying attention to the one person that actually likes these other women. What's wrong with you?
I want to know about that, because I don't want to be disrespectful, but I want to ask the question and you tell me if it's out of line. All right. There's a male and he say, but yeah, I'm dealing with, you know how they get, right? But are you projecting, because you already know that the person is of an alternate lifestyle? Is there something in you that says, hey, I might be a little...
Yeah, yeah.
I might be a little, you know? Yeah.
It always stems from... And honestly, the angrier the person is without absolutely knowing who you are, like the gayer they are in the closet.
Because I've been looking at sexuality as in general, right? And in the sexual relationship type of thing, when you're doing the horizontal hokey pokey, you are exchanging some different situations, and it goes different places. So you can't necessarily say to me like that is quote unquote gay or that is punkish,
right?
Because you are enjoying that in that moment. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want your lovely lady to chime in on this conversation.
There are people out there who, you know, they talk about eating hip all the time, and it's mostly a conversation that's having between heterosexual people. And if a man likes his hip getting eaten, or is he gay? Like, first of all, Sir, I can't even answer that for you. I can't answer that for you. Personally, me, I can't answer that. But you need to go and dive into how deep you do you like penetration after that? Because there's more to come. You understand?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Sex is always going to get boring. So yes. We're always trying to find more ways to excite sex.
Hence the rose. Because the rose, but I mean,
hence all the toys.
Is the rose it? Is the rose really it?
It is.
It is?
It is.
Should I get the rose?
Go ahead. And
I must get it? Nah, as a straight woman, I should get it? Or that's just for, is that a lesbian thing?
No, go and get it. Go and get it to be sexually free from not even having to, like, when you, from needing someone.
Right.
To have to settle for a slump date. To have to settle for someone who is really going to just talk you down, make you feel worse, and still can't please you.
And you know what I must say? I do have a good many friends that are of the alternative lifestyle, right? And I must say, y'all are very careful about what you say to each other, because what you spoke, Jesus, the phone, spoken word cannot, I had 26 texts in my phone.
You don't get to these callers.
I don't want to answer the phone because we don't have a delay system, and I don't want anyone to be disrespectful to y'all. So I'm not going to take any calls right now. I'm going to wait until Kermit thinks it's, you know, but I don't want to take any calls because there's no way for me to contradict a caller that may say something out of the way or untoward to you. So I'm not going to entertain that at this time. But I find that in my dialogue with my friends that are lesbians or that are transgender, I find that they're very cautious of the things that are said. Because spoken word, like, it really could cut you to the core.
Yeah.
I feel like this. Like, I can be demanding, but I would prefer someone to beat me than to talk bad to me. Because I can't take that. Like, that is pressure.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, is it something that you all learn in your society to say, be cautious of what you say to me? Like, watch your words?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Now, I want to talk to you because you've been over here quiet for a little while.
Testing.
Now, is it, Kermit, is the girlfriend's mic on? Yes, you're on.
Yes.
So, now let me ask you, how did you know that she was interested? Who made the first, who touched, who called, who face?
I call her.
You saw her a
I
couple
lie.
Times.
I lie.
Let's,
I lie.
Let's run this whole thing.
Okay,
circle the block.
So we met through a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm. Right. your mutual friend knew that both of you were lesbians.
No. That's my dog.
Yeah, so the friend, we became friends when we were both in college, part of a Bahamian association. And when we came home...
Why you look like you're ready to cry?
I'm not ready to cry. I don't know. I have my contacts in.
Oh, okay.
I look like glassy, but I could. Yeah, when we came home, we met up to this probate. And she brought friends. And I don't know. I was with my sister to the after party. We was there having a good time, you know, dancing up. And Kenny was nearby, so she might have catch a dance or two, you know. Shortly after that, friend messaged me and was like, so my friend is interested in you. You gonna give her a call or what? And I was like, I already have a number. I guess it's about time I use it. She was like, yeah, do that. So I hit her up, and I think we were texting back and forth for like a week. And then she needed a ride from work one night. So that was my end to, like, you know, scoop her and then be like, okay, so me and my sisters, we going in prime time. You want to come with us? So, like, I took her home to go change. And then, like, that was low-key our first date. And I don't know, just ever since then, like, she was just always, like, a best friend to me.
And so you can talk to her about anything?
About anything, because, like, I wasn't exactly questioning my sexuality or anything when I met her. I was already having my experiences away in school. And I don't know, I had been home for about a year at that point, and just no one seemed interesting. No guys, no girls, just nobody until she came along. We spent a lot of time, like, being friends and, you know, figuring out our feelings.
before we really came to any decision about anything. How did I know, though? I don't know. It just got to a point where, like, I just couldn't see. I couldn't see, one, a future without her, even if it's just, like, her just as my friend. Like, I knew that in the long run, like, we'd be together for a long time. And, yeah, like, I love her.
I like it. I like it. So tell me something. How was your family with the acceptance? Because when I found out, like, I was like, who didn't? I was like, how come y'all didn't know? because it wasn't,
doesn't surprise me that you knew at all. But, like, they didn't know. Because I definitely was the regular girly girl, the ballet girl. Always go to dance.
You dance.
I always had boyfriends, you know. So no one ever, like, took a second guess, like, I wonder if she... I identify as bi.
Okay.
Even in my relationship with a lesbian, I identify as a bisexual.
So, okay, if she identifies as a bisexual, mm-hmm. can I ask questions about sex?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if she identifies as a bisexual, how do y'all have... How does this work?
there are no extra persons if you ask in that.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is it a threesome?
No.
Y'all just looking at me and saying no.
So,
what that
okay,
means.
So, and it's lost upon a lot of the community that the bisexuals have, like, two different partners at the same time.
Right.
Nobody wants that.
That's not true.
Nobody wants that. And also, like, because, like, we don't like to share. One. Two. A bisexual, that is, like, I hate to say that sometimes they are frowned upon because that's how they're viewed. Like, oh, if I get one, she get to have a boyfriend, and she have a girlfriend, and she just living the best of both worlds, sitting on the fence. And that's not necessarily
true. That's like
true.
One foot in the grave and one foot
right,
out.
Right, which is not true. That's not happening. What's happening is she's taking one person at a time. It doesn't matter the gender. That's it.
Okay, so... My next question is: Do you if you're she's bisexual and you are a straight, and you are a straight. She's bisexual.
I'm a lesbian.
And you're a lesbian, so you fully like women.
Yeah.
But you could also switch at any time.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't say at any time. So defining being a bisexual for me, like, I'm not. I am only attracted to cisgendered women and cisgendered men, like men that were born men, women that were born women.
You're going deep in there,
right?
Get deep.
I want to make that clear because, like, you could be attracted.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you could be attracted to all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can be attracted to gay men as a woman. You could let it, like. By men, whatever. I'm not into that.
Okay, so when you have horizontal hokey pokey, that means you have to introduce something into your relationship. Y'all have to do
sometimes,
something.
Sometimes we introduce toys to add to the experience, but not always.
Are you old enough to have sex? You look like a child.
What? Wow.
I'm actually the oldest one in
but
here.
But look like
few.
A baby.
By
wow.
A few.
You know what? That's good genes.
But Kenny, you really
Jump
look like
up.
A child.
That's
like you
good
look
genes.
Like a baby.
That's good genes.
But she's the one. She's
that
the
is,
one with
is,
all the experience.
That's good genes.
Honest.
She's the one with all the experience. Okay, so when you're in the act of lovemaking, you do introduce another object. In
yeah,
order for gratification.
Yeah, but that
not in
for,
order,
for,
but for
not
adding.
For, not for gratification, no. Mind you, because, like, for however long, but first 2 years? Mm. First 2 years,
been,
just
how
natural.
How long y'all been together?
Oh, we've been together for, like, 2.5 years. We've been in each other's lives for four or five.
Okay,
like
all right, so finish your story,
but
Ken.
first 2 years, just natural hands. Legs, hips,
mouth.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So, and it wasn't for gratification. It was more like, I'm gonna tell you, for me, because I'm the more experienced one here. I'm like, when you're ready, you let me know, and I'll show you what we can do.
Okay. So tell me something. How do you know? Like, how did you know that she was your one?
For me, I didn't believe in one. I did not believe in one.
Can I
believe
I interject real quick? This woman told me she believed my marriage is solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement as in jail?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So are you guys thinking about possibly marrying each other?
We're engaged now, so that's something different.
All right.
But
like love wins, eh?
Yeah, it does. But that changed a lot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I come from a two-parent home, and they're still together.
Right.
I don't know about divorced parents.
Right.
I don't know about not having a male in the home.
Okay.
So, for me, I was like, whatever they doing, I won't do that. I won't do that. And then on top of that, you know, just the whole aspect of like going to church and calling it holy matrimony, I just don't believe in that as well. I don't believe in same-sex marriage being able to be called holy matrimony. I don't.
So,
that's where, like...
You draw the line.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I draw the line, but that's where, like, my religious background and, like, my morals pull at each other.
Okay, tell me something. In the relationship, right? In the relationship, who... Is there a gender role decisionary process? Like...
Nah.
You both take equal roles.
Yeah. We got to talk this out and try to figure this out.
Yeah. It's who can do what or who needs to do what at mm-hmm. whatever given time.
Do you think that a lesbian relationship is easier than a man and woman relationship?
No.
No.
It's worse.
What? No.
No.
Definitely not.
I won't say it.
It's just completely different.
It's just different. Yeah.
It's completely different.
Like, there's not a male aspect, so there's not a alpha this in the household. You have to do as I say. You pregnant this and that, and so all of a sudden you... And I don't know where people get that from, but I know that those are the type of... There are males like that exist out there.
Misogynistic.
Misogynistic and narcissistic. I know they are out there. I've never seen it in a home where I came from, and I don't want it in the home where I'm trying to create.
Do you think you want children?
Yeah, for sure.
We know we do.
Yeah. I like kids. I love kids.
I'm a teacher, so I want my own. Yeah.
How are they at work with y'all? I mean, with when you're at work, because you are established, how are your co-workers with you? Because you spend, I mean, in any society, you spend 90% of your time with work people.
Yeah, dudes. I just
are you work with dudes?
Yeah, I do. I just had a police officer when I pulled up outside. He was like, he mistook me for your photographer, Ray.
Oh, okay, Ray. She did my headshots. Yeah,
I know Ray. Hey, Ray. But so we went to COB together at the same time.
Right.
And so I was like, but she light skinned. How are you gonna just stigmatize
haircut,
me
maybe.
Like that? Not the haircut.
Where does Ray have locks?
Right. And she's also light skinned. So how did you mistake me for, you know? And so they're anyway.
But that's men for you.
That's guys. These things happen.
So at work. Like, do y'all go out for lunch? Do y'all go for drinks in the afternoon?
Yeah, for me, now, oh boy, I'm still learning with what's happening with me and work and colleagues and coworkers and stuff like that. I'm learning that in my relationship that I need to accept people who is going to accept what I got going on. And I mean, when I say accept it, I mean literally just respect it. When you see a man and a woman, like, fighting somewhere or having a deep, heated argument, you know what most people do? They mind their business. They try not to get in it unless it seems like a woman is going to be hurt or something like that, right? But mm-hmm. when you have two females on the side arguing, it's already a catfight, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a male already feels the need to, like, interject and get inside two people's business. But that don't have nothing to do with you. And we're actually in a relationship. This is not a cat fight. We are having a heated discussion. You should be somewhere off.
Minding your business.
But that is not the same general respect that we're getting. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, who I could get that respect from as a colleague, and if I could bring them around my relationship right now.
Okay, we are going to be back with this conversation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
free.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This Easter, it's more than just a brunch. It's a taste of Margaritaville. Join us this Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for live music, unlimited mimosas, and a full buffet display from Margaritaville's restaurants. Brunch with us for just $85 per person. Kids under 12 eat for just $25. And kids under 5 eat free. Complimentary garage parking, VAT and grats included. Make your reservation today at 603-8400 or 698-0624.
You've heard of electric cars. Now it's time you drive one. Easy Car Sales welcomes you to experience the power and prestige of the latest electric vehicles. Plug in at home for an 80% discount off your gas bill and never get stuck at the pump again. Build your dreams of a better future with a better car. The BYD EV. Visit easy242.com to book your free test drive today. Save your money while driving in style. Only at Easy Car Sales.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This Easter, it's more than just a brunch. It's a taste of Margaritaville. Join us this Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for live music, unlimited mimosas, and a full buffet display from Margaritaville's restaurants. Brunch with us for just $85 per person. Kids under 12 eat for just $25. And kids under 5 eat free. Complimentary garage parking, VAT and grats included. Make your reservation today at 603-8400 or 698-0624.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
If
you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. If you don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose the weight, then you're just fat. But if you lose too much, then you're on crack.
Good afternoon. We're here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Fresh News Smart Talk all day. This is your host, Kendanique Campbell-Moss, and we're talking about alternative lifestyles. We have two guests that are in-house. They are actually a couple. One identifies as a purist and a lesbian, and the other identifies as a bisexual, but they're in one relationship, and they're in that relationship together. The conversation is stemming from how persons are able to accept the alternative lifestyle, not to have it pushed in your face, but to pretty much accept it. On the break, we had a good amount of time to have a conversation about what happens in terms of acceptance and your parents and your mothers and your family just accepting. But there's one thing that I want to touch on, because there may be persons listening that may not have the testicle or the vaginal fortitude to actually come forward and say anything. Or they may want to text, and they're not going to. But Kenny, you said that there was a point when your mom didn't even want you at home. Where did you go? Where did you find refuge? Who was your, like, in my era, they used to say, who was your Buddha bhai? Who was your road dog? Who was your rider? Like, who did you go to? Where did you go? Did you have food to eat? Did you have a bed to lay in? Did you have...
Was I starving on the street?
Was you on the road, dog? Like, what was going on?
Was I shaking the leg for coins?
Was you shaking it for bacon?
No.
Like, tell me.
No.
What was going on?
No. Fortunately for me, I have... Because I came from that two-parent home, I have my dad's side of the family who were very understanding and, not accepting, but very understanding. They understood that, you know, Kendonia can be Kendonia. That's just that, you know, she is boyish, she's tomboyish, and it's almost like the norm. Like, from my dad's side of the family, you can find, like, three of my cousins driving stick. Like, three females driving stick. So, like, we used to climb, over there, we used to climb in tree.
Where's over there?
On my dad's side of the family.
Oh, okay.
We used to, like, climb in tree, and we used to play parking, and, you know,
now,
we used to drive.
Parking or parky?
We used to play parking. No parky.
Okay.
No, we used to play parking. Like, mm-hmm. We will take a unripe dilly and square you in your back.
With the finger.
Yeah, and if we want to be disgusting, mm-hmm. We will use a rotten dilly because they smell bad. Anyway, but that side of the family, they were very accepting of who I am as a person.
So tell me something.
They would house me.
So now, right? Because you said your mom accepts it. It was due to your grandmother's passing and becoming ill that it brought you guys closer.
Well, I'd say it is the catalyst of the situation.
It was the catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you, do you take your girlfriend home?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you all sit at the table and eat?
Yeah.
Does your mom know that she's even in the house?
Yeah, we come there for dinner.
All the time.
Yeah. Or sometimes I could just send her there. Because I'm to work.
Hold on. You can send her to your mom to get food and bring it to you to work?
Mm-hmm.
Can she come over when your mom is there?
Yeah.
She goes and has
conversations. If they need to talk about me, they will talk about me.
She just texts me.
Yeah.
If there's something that I need to know or something she needs to know and... Kenny ain't answering her fast enough.
Yeah.
She called.
She will call me.
She called, yeah.
She will call me, is Kenny next to you? Is Kenny nearby? Well, let me talk to her.
Based on your relationship, are you her safe place? Are you each other's safe places?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Very much so.
I'd say so.
So she could tell you, like, listen, I could tell you, like, listen, I've been trying to find a job, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get this job because they say I have a bad attitude. And she ain't gonna throw that in your face.
No.
Because she loves you.
She will say, well, do you have a bad attitude?
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you doing? What is something we need to work on? That's maybe something we need to work on. What are you doing in those interviews that make these people feel that way? We're working on it.
But she's not going to throw it in your face.
No.
Because she love you.
Yeah.
With all I had.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that came through, like, a lot of trials and tribulations. A lot of distance, too.
Yeah. Distance a lot between of, you two?
Mm-hmm. A lot of distance between me and my mom. You know what I mean? When we're bucking heads and we're not seeing eye to eye, it's like, okay, I can go and take that refuge down by my other side of the family, but I'll be back in a week because, you know, it doesn't feel safe. One child is missing. And I feel like parents need to understand this at the end of the day. Like, once that child is gone, that's a void. And if you're lucky to get that void filled back by having that child back in your household, do that.
Oh, Jesus.
Do that.
These are some text messages. I have so many text messages, right? But this one is here. Here's the question. Why are people who don't accept homosexuality automatically labeled as a bigot or a bad person? Isn't everyone entitled to an opinion or a belief? It's not fair around the world that straight people are being forced to accept something that is against their religious beliefs or moral values.
Okay, well, you are, I agree with that. You're allowed to have, you know, your religious morals and beliefs. We're not asking you to accept anything. We just want you to understand that it exists and accept the fact that it does exist. We don't really need you to come over to any side. We don't need you to, you know, be sociable or anything like that. Just understand that it exists.
And mind your business.
But yeah, you can mind your business and still understand that these things exist. The way you acknowledge God's good grasshopper and the standing up dog, then, you know, acknowledge, like, the people are people, and they're not here to bother you. They're literally here just outliving their lives. Whether that coincides with yours or not, that's not up to me.
This is another text. This is a refreshing conversation. I'm happy that families are starting to accept gay children and relationships.
Well, that's a long step. I can only speak from what I've experienced, and I knew, like, that took years.
You know, age and exposure has a lot to do with a parent accepting their child. Like, I see it more where, like, our generation
mm-hmm.
that are having kids that, you know, show maybe their little homosexual tendencies or what they view as homosexual tendencies, They find it a little more accepting, or they find ways to channel, you know, that energy that they're giving off and allow that child to come into their own by themselves. People like my mom, like our parents, that generation is very wishy-washy on the whole situation. Like, you will yeah. have some that stand real firm with the church and with religion, and go with, this is my belief, this is my morals.
But you know that taught. This, you know that we're right. You know that we're hypocrites, right?
Yes.
Because you gonna sleep with that woman husband,
yes.
right?
Uh-huh.
You gonna sweetheart that woman husband who live with husband, right? But you have, like, and I'm getting these texts on my personal line and some on Guardian as well, right? You constantly talk about a Christian nation, but do you know what, like, do we really realize what it is that we do on a regular basis?
They working on Sundays, and that's, you know, they're not keeping this
out. But you have some, but you have
it's
someone else.
That small. It's literally that small, but you so caught up in a bunch over me choosing to love to someone that's the same sex as me. Like, what that have to do with you?
I mean, sin is sin if you want to look at it
exactly.
like that. Sin is sin no matter how you look at
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
This text says, God destroyed, Jesus destroyed God. Jesus destroyed God. Okay.
Oh,
Jesus
boy.
Destroyed God.
Oh, yikes.
And an entire city for what? Okay.
That's supposed to be a Sodom and Gomorrah. You know
it's a Sodom and Gomorrah situation.
Analogy.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Can you please put out the request? Okay, no, can't do that. Ken Danique, I have a question. Do they feel that their sexual preference is natural, or was it something that was acquired due to trauma or just through lifestyle practices? Do they honestly feel that this lifestyle choice is okay, as in somewhere deep inside, does their conscience say that it isn't right? And do they believe in God? And if so, do they think God allows this? Not condemning, just asking if there are any internal conflicts that they
within,
have. Now, you mentioned
ourselves.
The religion.
Yeah, can go ahead. I like that question, but you
can
go
I
first.
Can I see that so I can answer it?
Yeah, go I ahead. Like that okay. question, but you go first.
Do I feel that my sexual preference is natural, or was it something acquired due to trauma? I was not traumatized in any way. I'm proud to say that because, you know, that's not the story for everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not the story for everyone. And no, I'm not in a lesbian relationship because I've had a bunch of failed relationships with men. I feel like you can have a failed relationship with anybody. You understand?
In general.
A lot of it for me is I really value how this person makes me feel. Them being a man or a woman has nothing to do with it. Do I honestly feel this lifestyle choice is okay? I do. I'm okay with myself. Whether or not you feel it's okay, that's up to you. And that's your, you know, cross the bell. But I'm okay with how I feel. My conscience doesn't tell me, you know, this. My conscience doesn't say this is right or wrong. My conscience is say, are you happy? Does this person make you feel protected, secure, loved? Like, that's what my conscience is spending its worry on. Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I believe God allows this, because if he didn't, I'm sure everyone says our God is a spiteful God. If there was something inherently wrong with what I am doing, God and only God would have the final say and would have the final punishment to give out if there is one to get. Yeah.
I like that. That
okay.
Was nice.
Kenny, you want to say something?
It's a lot of questions in one.
Yeah.
Yes, I do feel like it is natural. I mean, even though, you know, for what's natural to you is natural to you. You know what I mean? If you only want to see black and white, then that's what it is. But if you so happen to find yourself in a gray area and you don't know why you're feeling that way, I don't think, you know, like people say you don't question God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the part you really shouldn't be questioning. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I questioned it, of course. When initially I'm like, why am I this way? And then I realized that it wasn't going away. And then when it didn't, and it became more of who I am and like how I deal with people and how I accept things on a daily, then, you know, that's when like it started more like, why am I blaming myself? You know what I mean? I didn't create me. I wasn't responsible for that. I wasn't responsible for the way I think. I wasn't responsible for the questions I'm raising. I'm a mirror image of what's happening upstairs, right?
Oh God,
so if this is my journey to figure out how to love everybody throughout all of this while choosing a lifestyle that people are going to hate me for, so be it. Because, again, my journey may be how to figure out how to love these people and how to in turn show them how to love other people through that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I still had a choice. I did that. Mm-hmm. I did make that choice. Yes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I didn't do that to myself.
I feel like being heterosexual is a choice. Just as being homosexual is a choice, being bisexual is a choice, transsexual. Like, you
staying
have to
a,
make
staying in a marriage
choices
is a choice.
To be alive.
Having a kid, it's a choice.
You know what I mean? Always. Everything is a choice. So, like, I hate it when people ask, did you choose to be...
With these types of questions, you just said that you want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know that this is going to come. This is not like Chicago or New York.
Okay, so because I'm attracted to women, I don't have my maternal instincts?
Of course not. That is extremely and totally what is meant. So again, that is a question. And what's going to happen when this kid goes to school and someone says, "Oh, you have two mummies."
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure. Listen, I'm sorry. That's going to be the most sassy kid on the block. I'm going
to lie. Like, be ready.
But what are you going to do about the child's confidence?
Exactly. That's what we're bracing for. Like, be ready for that kid because he's going to have a lot of lashback. Like, he's going to.
He can clap back. He, she, it, whatever.
That's not a child gonna be.
That's
like,
gonna be the wrong one to run upon.
That's not going to be a child clothed in scales, okay? That's gonna be a child that's already open to what this world already has experienced. Right. Black people are being harmed. They're going to have a real world experience. Black people are being harmed. I have two mummies, but they didn't come from two mummies. You see what I'm saying? They're going to be educated. They're gonna know bad touch, good touch. They're gonna know, like, God is good. Evil is bad, right and from wrong, left from right. You know what I mean? And on top of all of that, like, you should how to just generally treat a human being.
Okay. We have a giveaway for Cheesecake Haven. And the lines are going to be open for this question only.
You had that thing been ringing for a minute, though.
Yeah, I see. That is lit today. this is the question, and it's very easy. Where exactly is Cheesecake Haven located? I need the exact location. I don't want to hear Palmdale. That is not the answer. I need to find out exactly where Cheesecake Haven is located for these delicacies that we are going to pop in our mouths today. So please let me know. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. This is Kendani Campbell Moss and it's Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You've seen electric cars on the road, but isn't it time you drive one? Easy Car Sales invites you to experience the smooth, powerful ride and immerse yourself in the luxury and latest tech features. Find out why the Bahamas is going electric. Visit easy242.com and book your test drive now. What are you waiting for? Save money, drive smarter. There's an EV waiting for you at Easy Car Sales.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice, my listening audience, my texters. We are here on Guardian Radio 96.9, and we have a caller that can possibly have the correct answer. Good afternoon, caller. Hello? I can't hear anything.
Good day, Casey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Brayman, darling, Ferguson here.
Hi, Brayman, how are you?
I'm terribly poor. But I want to ask a couple of questions, but before I ask my questions, right?
Yes, Brayman.
How are you doing, of course?
Brayman, I think I'm okay.
Okay. You need to know that you're okay.
I'm all right. I'm managing.
Oh, well, thank God. But what I want to ask, first I want to say, that lady was said that she's dressed like a man. She sounds pretty. I want you to know. I want her to know that.
Oh, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. My first question is, what's a rose?
Oh. Brayman. We could go into that.
Brayman,
off
a rose. Brayman, a rose is a apparatus that is used fundamentally in a sexual...
Okay, good. Okay,
yes.
I understand you now. Now, tell me this other question. What's a bisexual?
A bisexual is a human being that likes both sexes.
I got you. Now, my last point or question, right? How's the level? Now, the lady was saying she loves children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to ask this question, but what I want to ask you, right? Do you have intention of sexing for children or what?
How are you going to make the children? Brayman, if you hang up, they will answer the question. How are you going to make the children? Are you going to do IVF, ICSI? Is someone going to carry the child that you both agree on? How are you going to have the child?
No surrogacy, but artificial insemination is what we're looking at.
Okay. Yeah. Caller, good afternoon. You're on the line.
Ganeya, how you doing today?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Easter to you and your guests.
Happy Easter to you as well.
Happy Easter.
Okay, I don't know if I'm cheating, but I write in front of Tears State Factory right there.
You will it sound like you cheating, mister. What is your answer?
Right down Madera Street next to McDonald's and Plaza Regent, Empress Air, just the place.
Empress Store.
So, you
bringing it now because we off there at 2 o'clock. How quick you can get here?
No, I can't bring it. I was just being nice.
All right, then. But thank you, caller. You are our winner, and we are going to stay on the line so that the producer can get your information. Go ahead.
Can I just express my thoughts on your conversation?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. But now, keep it respectful now.
No. I'm very respectful. My eldest daughter, the most beautiful child you ever seen, she was always a tomboy. And I always knew, but my mommy told me a long time, she said, you know what, this child, she's gay, you know. I said, come on, not wrong with her. But she always was a tomboy. Very amazing. And she went to QC, very beautiful girl. But when she came out and told everybody, like, it was her sister, like, my younger sister, her daughter, they really had a hard time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what, like, that's not what you're into, but that can be your sister for the rest. There ain't nothing you can do about
right.
that. You understand?
Oh, I love
thing,
that.
And the same thing I said to her, I said, that's not daddy like woman. You understand? That's probably why you like women too, but I don't know. I like women. You understand? I said, but you have to find your way in life. You understand? So don't beat yourself up about that. You understand? Like, and she already was married. Now she's in another relationship or whatever. You understand? So my suggestion to you guys, like, stay the road. I mean, like now, I notice, like, Netflix is pajamas down our throat. You understand?
Agreed.
It's a bit excessive
everything
in
I
the
watch,
media. Not gonna lie.
How the superhero can be gay? Don't do that to me.
I actually was upset about that, too.
No, for real.
Yeah, but I understand. So they're trying to make awareness that, you know, that it is acceptable for, because in any, like, you know, in the Bible, it says, no sin as big as a mustard seed can enter the kingdom. So people saying that, y'all can burn in hell or whatever, then if you keep a candy, that's a sin. You understand?
Agreed.
You understand? So don't, I mean, you don't know the path of God. You know what I mean? You just, God know your heart. So I would say to you guys, like, keep on keeping on, and I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you
so much.
Caller,
we appreciate you. Please stay on the line.
My information.
You have to stay on the line. The producer's going to get your information. Please stay on the line. He's going to get it from you.
Okay. Once again, happy Easter, guys.
Happy Easter to you as well. Do we have another caller on the line? Good afternoon, caller. You are on the line. Hello? Are you there? Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line. Okay, we lost that person. I appreciate the callers and being very respectful this afternoon. I was afraid to take some of these calls.
I know.
Those are
two
good ones.
But
this one texter says, Casey, your guest is blaspheming on the air. She's responsible for her decisions, not God. Okay, let me get through some of these checks.
But
listen, you trying to explain the rules, LOL. I was really trying because, listen, apparently my mother is in a beauty salon with my daughter and she's listening, so I don't know how I was explained to mommy.
Jesus.
Geez. I remember the first time I started doing these shows, right, and I said sex. So when I got home to go get my daughter, my mother said, you saying sex on the radio plenty, Kenra. I said, Mommy, you hear me? I said, yes, Mom. I couldn't say anything else. What could I say?
What could you?
What could I say? All right. So this is, Lord, there's so many texts.
So many. Okay. And I'm glad you're opening, like, the dialogue.
Do we have another caller on the line?
Just for some insight.
Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm trying to figure out what God that they say they believe in. Because the God in the Bible that speaks about man and woman together, they need to read the Bible and not put it side down. They need to open their heart and give their life to God. Because that's the only way they're going to get to heaven. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you so much,
thank
ma'am.
You too.
We have another caller on the line. Okay. So, but I'm not a homosexual. I'm a happy married, heterosexual female with no straying thoughts. But let people live their lives without judgment, please. We can't be in this country hiding murderers, stealing, sexing other people's spouse, having that word should not be used.
No.
Turning our nose up at people who like sex with the same people. That is so true. Based on the responses, when the comment was made about how God made us, I feel that because of sin, God's intentions are very perverted. I don't think that that's how it should be answered. Okay. All right. Bradley Madera Street. Okay. The difficulty with alternative lifestyles is their desire to have the best of both worlds. If procreation means to be between same-sex relationships, then heterosexuals would not have a choice to partake in parenthood. I mean, what I say and what I mean in a respectful way. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. how do they feel about lesbian couples who are in the closet because of homophobic natures of the society?
Do what's best for you.
I think that's a bad thing because if you know that you like men or women,
can't say that.
No. You mean bring it? Let me
listen to the question again. How do you feel? How do they feel about lesbian couples who are in the closet because of homophobic nature of our society?
So lesbian couples meaning they're already together. They're mm-hmm. just not showing that to everyone else.
Right. That's my best friend.
It takes time. And you honestly have to know your environment. Like, I'm not saying don't educate the people around you. I'm not saying don't.
Why is it my responsibility to educate someone about me?
Because
they're going to kill you for lack of information.
That just because they don't know. No, honestly, when people have to find out, and you aren't the one to tell them, they take it so personally. And they use it as a way to victimize you. You asked earlier why people hide and why people, you know, don't want to show who they really and truly are. It's because of victimization in this country.
Yeah. Have you seen any lesbians that have been murdered within the past year or two?
They go missing for three years.
They don't even get a second look.
And then you find, they find their bodies. They talk about it for 2 days.
Mangled.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a question. Why a basketball player, you call him a basketball player, he don't have a problem about it. Right? You call a football player, he don't have a problem. But the minute you call a homosexual a sissy or something, they have a big problem.
Well, that is a derogatory term.
It's like calling a black person the N-word.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even sometimes you call them homosexual, they have a problem with that.
Well, no, it's basic. Well, it's your tone, sir. I'm taking it basically off of how you telling me right now. Like, if you call me a homosexual, I'm not taking any offense to that. I'm listening to your tone, though. I am taking in on your tone on how you saying it right now, and from that, I honestly feel attacked. However, you don't know the type of person that you're dealing with, and who you may be attacking, and you don't know that their level of knowledge is whether they have the capacity to answer you intelligently, and respect that you're just understanding, or you're just trying to help you realize what you're seeing is as in your actual reality as a homosexual. If you're just trying to say, okay, I know that you're gay, I can tell that that's what you are. I don't know if they can take the offense out of that based on us living in this country because of the tone, literally. Like, that's how it's usually said. If you're a sissy, you're a sissy. You see what I'm saying? And it sounds like it's intended to be an attack. But I can tell you, it's honestly, it's just a word, one. I'm intelligent enough to understand that that's just what it is. And if you choose to call me that, then so be it. But, you know, on top of that, you got to be able to take what comes along with that. If that person feels the capacity to answer you respectfully, if you feel like you're being respectful, which I can't really tell right now based on your tone, but if your intention is to be respectful and that person cannot intelligently answer you back, then you have to understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with not a like-minded individual. You're dealing with somebody who may not be on your level. True. But again, in future reference, I would like you to pay attention to your tone. Because if it is that seems of an attack nature, that's how that people person is going to be feel. Offended. People read that before they hear what the hell you said in the first place.
Do we have another caller on the line? Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line.
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Very well, sir. I was listening earlier, and then I switched across to BBC and CNN. When you were not taking calls, I had a post on Facebook, and I asked the question, why is Guardian Radio having an adult-rated, XXX-rated conversation involving alternative lifestyle this very midday hour without taking calls? So I just tune in back, and I understand you're taking calls. My question is...
Let me answer the question to you. Yes. It was my jurisdiction not to take the calls because the relay system that we have, I want to make sure that the persons that are here in studio are very, very respected because I have to respect their lifestyle and protect their interests. Just as you as a caller, I have to protect and respect you. So that is why the idea was not to have callers at the onset.
Yeah, I heard your explanation, and I don't have a problem with that because I do not intend to be disrespectful.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. My question initially is, in your introduction, you said you reached out and you invited the guest for the program. So I want to know what was your motivation for doing that.
My motivation for doing that was to open the conversation. There are a lot of conversations that we're not having and we're living in silos. And because we live in silos, people are breaking down mentally and capacity-wise. There was a young boy that I know, and he committed suicide because his mother did not want to accept the fact that he had an alternative lifestyle. He had been pleading with both of his parents to understand exactly where it was that he was coming from. And because of their negligence to understand or to accept him for who he was, he is now dead.
Okay.
If we are able to have these conversations and not pretend, for the lack of a better word, we can have a more socialized and intricate community. Because you have someone out there that is sleeping with someone's husband right now. You have someone that is out there that has had a child for someone, and that child, that woman is not married. You have someone out there that is robbing, stealing, doing drugs, all manner of things. Not because these people are gay or they're homosexual or transsexual or pansexual means that they're any different from us. So the conversation has to be had, and there has to be a platform for the conversation to develop. The conversations are taboo, but if we have the conversation, we are no longer closeted. And maybe, just maybe, that young boy who was only 11 years old would be alive today if his parents had the conversation.
Actually, we are maybe somewhat on the same page in that what is said that this is not behemoth or this is something totally foreign or that's not the way we are. In reality, I think there are a lot of times there's more of what you're presenting on the program that is normal to our society than we would want to accept.
I thank you for that.
Agreed.
I appreciate you for that.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. And I would want to believe sometimes that if we really were to have a true vote, including all the young person, the people who are engaged with a variety of, spectrums available, and we would have an honest vote on those, I think they may have a win on what is called the majority on the normal. Because I'm out there in the world, in the real world, and I can see what's going on around. It's still scary. It's not scary so much so for the alternative lifestyle per se only, but it's scary for those who will not want to see the change. I'm not saying that I would like to see the change, but I'm saying it's scary for some of us, in quotation marks, who are said to be normal, who are said to be Christian, and who are said to be otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate your answer, and I am only a little fearful, especially because this Easter midterm break and students being at home, and it may, you know, have an influence beyond, you know, just allowing people to do their business.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is another texter that we have. I'm happy to hear this conversation. I have a little one who tells me every day that she's a boy. I don't know if it's a phase or what, but I know that she came from God this way, and I'm going to love my child with everything that is in me. Our people need to realize that for so many people, they don't choose to be a homosexual, transgender, etc. Just like they don't choose to be heterosexual, they are who they are. This is another text. How these females look, because I hope ain't no mango gone to the dock.
Wow.
How these females look, because I hope none of these. How these females look, because I hope ain't no mango gone to the dark side.
Well, you could keep okay. All them red gals. And we gorgeous on this side, but.
We gorgeous and we chocolate. She'll just never in case find you wanted
out.
To know.
You'll never find that out.
All right. This is another text here. This is a refreshing conversation. I'm happy that families are starting to accept gay children and relationships. All right. That is... Genetics is a serious thing. Good afternoon, ladies. What's so sad about what the lady went through is that in most, if not all, cases where someone is gay, you can always find a family member or members or father's or mother's side of the family who is gay also.
Yeah, no, that's not in my, I mean,
kind of the case in mine, but like, it's so distant that like, it's so unrelated. That's, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that person don't even live here. Yeah, we know that person's orientation, but that person don't live here to say influence me in particular.
I don't have that problem. I came from a two-parent home. All aunties have husbands and all wives are like straight. Like they're like, I don't know gay people in my family.
Okay, we are going to take a break. This is Kendini Campbell Moss, Guardian Radio, 96.9.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Sensational spring sale at $158 per night, plus taxes and fees for single or double occupancy, with a minimum length of stay of 2 nights. Receive a 4th night free with 3 paid nights. Vaccinated guests, per the Bahamas government, COVID-19 tests are not required to enter our hotel property once you are fully vaccinated. Proof of vaccination required. Valid negative COVID-19 rapid antigen tests with test results taken within 3 days of your visit are required for all non-vaccinated local guests, and we're offering free food and beverage credit of up to $30 per day with this sensational spring sale. Redeemable at our Cruisers Restaurant, Splash Pool Bar, and Bamboo Lobby Bar. Maximum of $90 per stay, that and gratuity not included. All guests enjoy complimentary use of Atlantis including AquaVenture Water Park, daily complimentary hot a la carte breakfast, free Wi-Fi, free parking. Kids 11 and under stay free in room with parent and eat free at a Cruzo's restaurant with each paying adult. Face masks are required and social distancing is encouraged. Special rates subject to limited inventory available and advanced booking is required. Call us today at 363-3680, 363-5536, or WhatsApp us at 55SUITE. That's 557-8483. Offer valid April 2022. Comfort Suites, Paradise Island. Comfort Suites by choice.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Listen, we are in here jamming. This brought back some old time moves from when I used to go to high school. And we were doing, what is it, the jerk? What is this? Oh, the cabbage patch.
Cabbage patch. Hey! Hey! Cabbage patch. I bust that.
So let me read a few texts because we're going to have to round up relatively quickly because everyone needs to go to the dock to get their fish and hot cross buns.
That's right.
So yeah. These are some, by the bar. That texter was right. Homosexuality shouldn't be an imposition on people. It exists. The Greeks to introduce this to be normal. Grade 8, I had a summer job on Cowpen Road. One day, really riding my bicycle home, a gay teacher made homosexual remarks to me. At the same time, he grabbed my hand. Ooh. And I fell off the bike. I picked up two big rocks and started cussing. He drove off and I knew him as a teacher. I told my mom on arriving home.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, this is another texter.
I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry that happened to you. That is unfortunate and that is unacceptable. Honestly.
This is another text. Good afternoon. What other people think of you is none of your business.
That's a fact. Agreed. Nobody tell me that.
Okay. Good afternoon. Good eve. If a robber came to your show and admitted he or she robs as a way of living, will you honor his or her respect as a guest on your show? That makes no sense whatsoever.
That's a crime.
That makes no sense.
But you're trying to be facetious and we see where you're right. Going. I'm so I'm not going to entertain that and give that the energy you're trying to get from it.
No. Great show, Kendanik. I applaud your guests for being brave. More conversations like this need to be had. I hope Guardian make you permanent. Oh, look at that.
Yes. Speak it.
Look at that. Petition,
speak
guys.
It.
I like it. Our society may pretend to be blind or blindsided, but we have an alternative lifestyle as a staple in our society forever. Get with it or get lost.
Honestly.
Amen.
I thank you for having this open dialogue because I have two children and they are both of the opposite sex and they are both homosexuals.
Oh, wow. That must have been heavy for you. I'll send a prayer.
Wow. That means that her son is gay.
Is gay and her daughter is gay.
So the daughter is the boy and the son is the girl.
Not necessarily.
It don't matter. Just take it one step at a time,
though.
Take it one step at a time.
We don't know. There are so many levels and facets.
They're studs, butch, femmes.
What is a femme?
A woman.
A femme
I'm
is...
A femme.
A feminine bisexual?
A feminine presenting lesbian.
Right, a female presenting, feminine presenting. That's a femme.
But isn't that a girl too?
Yeah, that's a girl. That's
like
girly
a
girl.
Girl.
Oh, so you're a femme.
But she like girls.
But she like girls.
So
right.
And straight
so
up girls.
Just from looking at me compared to her, just from looking at me, you can't really just assume
that
I
you're
like
a lesbian.
Girls.
Right.
Okay, so a femme is a female presenting lesbian.
Yes.
That's
right.
The lesbian terms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a butch. You said butch?
Yeah, I said butch.
And what is a butch?
A butch is, those are the guys that the people be talking about. Though a butch is basically a masculine presenting woman, but she acknowledges as male.
She
so they forget they're the most masculine part of that.
Right.
They're so very extreme of spectrum of that part of the spectrum.
What do you identify? Am I able to ask that question?
Yeah, you can ask me. I'm considered a stud.
Oh, so is a butch, a stud, and a femme?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Studs are more androgynistic. They're still very in touch with their feminine side, but they appear kind of masculine to a heterosexual. They can say, yeah, you look like a boy.
They get,
well, okay, so what do you identify with again?
A stud.
But didn't you call another name? A butch.
Yeah, I'm not a butch.
No. So what is a stud?
That's what she just explained.
I didn't understand.
Okay, so a butch... I'll do better at explaining a butch. A butch has more masculine...
They flatten the breasts. They don't wear
the bra. Right. Yes. They have weight, all of that. All of that.
That's a butch.
They have masculine, like, performances. Like, they act as though they are
They wear the strap on.
They are the ones that are
cool. Strap on.
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
they
no,
are
no,
the ones that wear the strap. Yes. Okay, all right. They are the ones most closest to transitioning themselves into males.
Men. Right. And that is a
butch.
Yeah.
And the stud is who?
They dress kind of masculine presenting, but like they'll be the ones you see like in like the nice fitted suits and, you know, button downs and, you know, like they interest, like they'll explore with colors and,
okay,
you know.
I have a next question, right? This is just for me being genuinely curious. If you two go out,
mm-hmm.
who opens the door?
Me.
Who's me?
I do.
You
open
the door. When it's time to sit down, who pulls out the chair?
Well, that ain't really a thing anymore.
Oh, that's
the waiter.
The waiter pulls out our chairs.
Okay, so when it's time to pay the bill, who paying this bill?
Who have the money?
Whoever has the money.
Okay.
So when a decision needs to be made, you make it
together.
Yeah, right. But that's I'm not opening the door because I'm the male presenting person. I'm opening the door because she's with me. You understand?
No.
Like, open the door for
okay,
her.
Okay, it is... Like, okay, so if she gets to the door first and she opens it for me, you know what I say as a joke? Oh, my God, thank you.
such a gentleman.
Such a gentleman. because it can happen. It can the roles can be reversed, and it does. If I get to the door first, I open the door. She's with me. She's my date. I'm not going to let the door close in on her and be like, oh, sorry, baby. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, it's not a masculine presenting. It's not a, oh, I's the man, I got to get the check. It's not a, let me pull out your chair, let me do this. Oh, let me get this for you, baby. Like, because honestly, you do that, there's going to be a real man that's going to come in there and interrupt what you're doing and be like, I got the real. Like, I got everything. I could do it for the two of y'all.
Guardian Radio, this has been a hot topic this afternoon. I thank you for the respect shown to my guest. Guardian 96.9, Kennedy Campbell Moss, I appreciate you this afternoon.